Here's a story from The World.
When the Trump administration talks about Latin America, one country that gets mentioned a lot is Venezuela. More than 5 million people have fled Venezuela's economic and social collapse. That's led to a humanitarian crisis across the region. The Trump administration has put tough sanctions on Venezuela, a foreign policy and campaign gambit. And that's made many Venezuela watchers ask, have the Trump policies done more harm than good? The World's Latin America correspondent Jorge Valencia reports.
In mid-September, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo went on a tour of South America. The countries he visited, Colombia, Brazil, and Guyana, weren't the actual focus of his tour. Rather, it was their neighbor, Venezuela. It was the latest show of the Trump administration's support for opposition leader Juan Guaido, and it was a gesture that did not escape Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
Mike Pompeo anda en una gira guerrerista contra Venezuela.
Mike Pompeo is on a guerrilla tour against Venezuela, Maduro said in a televised statement.
Y ha fracasado en todo su intento para poner a los gobiernos del continente.
And he is failing in his attempt to organize other countries against us, Maduro said. Andrés Cañizales is a political scientist at the Catholic University in the city of Barquisimeto.
Sí, claro, obviamente fue no solamente en Barquisimeto, en Venezuela, digamos, fue una noticia.
Cañizales says Pompeo's circuit around Venezuela was big news in his city and across the country. He says that's because international efforts to oust President Maduro are always noticed, and also because Maduro's antagonist of choice is the United States.
Sí, yo creo que sí, digamos, en el caso del gobierno de Nicolás Maduro en particular.
So Cañizales says that, yes, Maduro's government is likely paying attention to the U.S. election. And yes, they might prefer a Joe Biden administration because it may be slightly less punitive. But Cañizales says U.S. efforts to oust embattled President Nicolás Maduro aren't working anyway, so the country's problems will persist.
Bueno, hemos estado largas semanas sin gasolina, es decir, entonces eso afecta prácticamente toda la vida de la sociedad.
Drivers in Venezuela have had little to no access to gasoline for weeks, Cañizales says. That means no gasoline to transport food, to transport medical patients, not even to transport cadavers. That's partially because of U.S. sanctions making it almost impossible for Venezuela to import oil.
Pero la otra parte de la verdad, insisto, tiene que ver con cómo se destruyó a lo que era la joya de la corona.
But Cañizales says it's mostly because Nicolás Maduro and his predecessor, Hugo Chávez, all but dismantled Venezuela's state-run oil company. Still, the Trump administration is prioritizing sanctions against Venezuela, and it probably has something to do with electoral politics in the battleground state that is Florida, says Frank Mora, a political scientist at Florida International University.
Miami is probably one of the very few places where foreign policy issue is a domestic political issue.
Mora says Trump's campaign has purposely courted American voters of Venezuelan and Cuban backgrounds who oppose undemocratic governments in Venezuela and Cuba, and who could tip the scale in Florida.
And it's really about trying to keep that Venezuelan and Cuban vote on his side. That's a calculation he's making. I'm not sure it's going to play itself out that way, but that's certainly clearly what he's planning.
Mora says he believes the approach to Venezuela has been a miscalculation for both the Trump campaign and the Trump administration.
When you do foreign policy, you do things in the national interest. And yes, to help the Venezuelan people. But when you're making decisions based on domestic political calculations, you start making mistakes. And that's why the policy has been a failure.
Venezuela has an election of its own in December. The Maduro administration will hold the vote for parliament, and members of the opposition have already said they will not participate. Whether or not the U.S. recognizes the winners of that election will be up to whomever wins the White House in November. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.
From PRX.